No, I will have that to you by this afternoon. Tomorrow morning at the latest. Yeah. Okay. Hi, sorry. Don walked by as I started to record. Oh my god. I am wiped. This big presentation and, as we know, big selection of New York's most eligible last night. I told you, Carrie, no right on men with a shirtless selfie. Of the guys you sent me, I liked the look of less than 1%, seriously. Skipped over the I'm handsome but tragically misunderstood set, breezed past the you should be lucky to date me group. I finally found a few I think might work. First, James L. Smart. Had one good joke on his profile. Yeah. Biggest regret, throwing down the keys to my Aston Martin in a high-stakes poker game in Montenegro. That's funny. Okay, also, John B. likes a puzzle. You like a puzzle. And he owns his own business. Marry him. You won't. Also, Charlie C., realtor, has a dog. He says, well-trained. And by the way, is just extremely attractive to two progressive buyers, of which we have a few interested. I would say the stock has real value and people have seriously overlooked it. Yeah. No, we think its projections are... Oh, yep. Yeah. Sure. Okay, Jesus, he's gone. Sorry about that. Did that make sense or did it sound like I was bullshitting? Because Kevin is on the warpath. He screamed at an analyst for the size of his belt buckle. I don't know. Someone's getting fired. Could be me. At least I'd have time to pursue professionally watching sports for a living.
Care Bear?
Hey, hi.
We've got Coca-Cola and 20.
All right.
All right, I think three prospective Hinge dates is enough to get you started down the right path.
What's that? Are we pitching for Hinge?
Oh, no, it's not that.
Who do we know there? Fred?
Oh, no.
Oh, I see it now. Dating in network by the network.
No, Susan, that it wasn't professional. That's just personal.
Oh.
Like my personal life. Sorry.
Well, consider making your personal life professional. Your lack of boundaries could lead to a promotion.
Right.
Okay, Care Bear. Coca-Cola in 20.
Oh, my God.
Hi, hello. Holy shit. Okay. Crazy Susan heard your voice memo and was about to use it as a campaign for Hinge. I saw my face on posters everywhere. Anyway, James L? He features his mother on his profile twice. I, for one, thought Ben R was much more promising. I don't know how to feel about the fedora, but I've just never met a mixed martial artist. Is that a career? Can you make a living from that? We haven't even gone out yet, and I'm fascinated. I mean, stability is nice and all, but abnormality, you just can't... Oh, shit, she's back.
Carrie?
Yep, I'm on my way. Adios.
Let me make this quick. A fedora, like Kevin Federline, is best left in the early aughts. And I'm nixing your idea of a mixed martial artist. There is no program at Tisch for abject violence, Carrie.
James, you've got a date tonight, right?
Man, I'm not half bad at this. Oh, do not let Martha talk you into wearing a cat eye, or a cat suit, or whatever she thinks men find attractive. I know she's your favorite household cretin, but ignore Gollum and just be yourself tonight, okay? And let me know how it goes.
God, it's a big bear.
Hi.
Hi. Martha, what are you watching?
Planet Earth. It's just the animals having sex kind of make me feel good for some reason. Hang on, wait, where are you going? You're all, like, dressed up.
Actually, I have a date.
Okay, tell me.
Here, look.
At a high-stakes poker game. Okay, that's hilarious. What did you say?
I said, that's so funny because my biggest mistake is putting the money in the jacket and the jacket on the kangaroo.
Did he get that?
Just read it.
Okay, are you sure it's not swimming away from the safety of the reef after a big fight with your loving but overprotective father? No, having him save me from a dentist's aquarium really quelled my childhood fear of abandonment. Good. Oh my god, you've just explained why I tried to run away 9 times as a kid. No therapist has ever done that. How much do you charge an hour? Okay, he's funny.
I know.
Where did you find this guy anyway? He doesn't seem like your type.
I didn't find him. Mark did.
Okay. Mark's weighing in on your dating life.
Apparently.
Why is just kind of my only question.
We made a bet.
Okay. Yeah, tell me more. Just the details would be good.
He feels he can find a better match for me than I can. And if he doesn't, he has to ask Amanda to move in with him.
Wow. There's so much wrong with this. It's racking my brain.
Yeah, true. But we like James.
You and Mark have always sort of kind of...
No.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
No, I've never, almost never had any romantic notion of him. He just knows me better than I know myself sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, if you say so. Yeah, totally no connection there at all. Tell me how it goes.
Okay, I'm off. No cat suit in sight. If this date isn't good, I will retaliate, Mark, and I will use force. Whatever, I'm sure you won't listen to this because you're cooking dinner for a date night. So let me remind you, chicken while a lean meat is not the superfood you think it is unless it's organic. Boom, blew your mind, and you'll probably miss it. Toodles.
Chickens, onions. Oh, shit. Did we want peas or rice?
What's that? Yeah.
What do you want with dinner? Do you want me to go back and get the rice?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Phone is going away.
Work?
Yeah. Every night at 8 p.m. Please fix. PLS. Not even the full word. And it's never a big deal. It's always something that could wait. And yet he sends it, I think, honestly, just to enjoy my squirm of discomfort from several miles away.
Yeah. He's a dick.
He's a micromanager. I would turn it off, but it's just, you know.
I get it. I do. I get it. Seriously, it's fine. It's fine.
You still in that same case?
I don't think we're going to win, which is why they're so angry.
I mean, you can't win them all.
I wish you were there to remind them of that. Can I bring you to work?
I mean, it's 50-50, right? And even though you're the most talented lawyer there ever was.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, well, you're in a field that never results in 100% one way or the other, right? They should just be grateful for your, I don't know, at least 51, 52% success rate.
Oh, thanks for that. Okay, yeah, I will bring you to work just to, you know, fluff up my ego.
I am thinking about getting a new job.
Oh, well, benefits include long hours and sharing my cubicle.
Sold.
Oh, it's Thursday. One more day, and then it's the weekend.
And tennis.
And tennis.
And a brewery with really big drinks.
Okay. And sleep.
Oh, yes, lots of sleep.
We're so similar, it's scary.
It's lovely. Okay, I'm turning this off. It is date night, I'm making roast chicken, and I would like to be fully present. Oh, shoot.
Work.
No, it's Carrie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's going out with James tonight.
James?
He's a Hinge guy.
Hmm.
I bet she falls in love. I've never actually set someone up before. Well, this isn't technically that. I can just tell I'm pretty good at it.
Okay, well, as long as you're humble.
Come on. You and I both agree she could choose better guys, right?
True. My brother...
was a low point. You need to forgive her.
Okay, I was going to say the exception.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I just... I meant his age.
Well, then, other than my brother, she does have appalling taste in men.
Yes, low standards.
But what I don't understand...
Yeah?
...is why she's letting you pick for her.
Oh.
Well, like, you and Carrie have nothing in common. I mean, to everyone who knows you, it's, like, shocking that you've stayed friends.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're down to earth and successful and stable and sort of... you know, you. Whereas she's artistic, yeah, but a little all over the place, type B, less well-planned. She's a half-baked cookie. You know, there's still time for her in the oven.
And I'm what, fully baked?
Yeah, your work is done. I don't think it's really all that cute to still be a mess. Do you?
No.
She'll find a guy when she decides that she wants to find a guy. I mean, that's what happened with us, right? And when she does, it will be someone just like her.
Yeah. Well, I think even if you're different, sometimes your friends know you better than you know yourself.
I guess. Maybe. Sure.
So do we want to stop for ice cream or cookies on the way home? Oh, both? I agree. Why make anyone choose? And Dippin' Dots. We need those too.
Right, Okay, you have not responded to 3-4 voice memos, which can only mean one thing. You are a terrible friend. I don't care what's going on in your life. The prioritization of mine is much more important. Do I have to do this? What if he has a weird hobby, like, I don't know, reading the paper in print? Or what if he has routines? I mean, I'm looking at his profile. He's like a pantheon of the poster child. I'm not that. I mean, once we get past families and careers, we'll have nothing to talk about. We'll just nod meaningfully at the right times, and then we'll both wonder why we didn't have more fun. All right, whatever. I'm here. I'm going in. James L., career in aerial science, born in Pasadena, wants kids. Here I come.
Hi, I have a reservation for Carrie for two people.
What's the last name on the reservation?
Edwards.
Edwards. Edwards.
Okay, hi. Hi. Oh, sorry. Hi. Hi, it's Carrie, right?
James?
Yes. Yeah.
Right this way.
Hang on, you climbed Mount Kilimanjaro when you were 7?
I know, nuts.
That's so nuts.
Yeah, and I mean, it was, perhaps not so surprisingly, as hard as it sounds. It's harder, maybe.
Where were your parents in all of this?
Right there with us.
Wow, cool.
They're very delusional about what we were equipped to do at that age.
Seriously.
I mean, they were there, of course. They weren't neglectful.
No, totally. No,
or absentee.
No, I didn't assume that they were.
No, I mean, I would never say anything bad about them, ever.
Right. No, I totally agree. I get it.
They're good parents.
Right.
Yeah. Just simple as that. What are your parents like?
Oh, very funny and very in love.
No, mine as well. Yeah, I mean, it's impossible when your parents set such a high bar, right? I mean, I have nothing to tell my therapist.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my biggest complaint is that they seem to, like, have no boundaries. Like, sometimes I'll get home and they'll be in my apartment because they'll have missed me too much. They've driven down from Boston just to say hello and have dinner, you know?
Oh. Huh. That doesn't bother you?
No, we're very close.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I feel very loved.
I mean, sure. Yeah, I could see that. Though I do think boundaries are important.
Yes, totally. I agree.
Yeah, because what they're doing is...
Oh, I don't think...
Come on, have you considered speaking to them? I mean, if I were you, I'd speak with them.
No.
Really? Are you afraid of an honest conversation with your parents?
What? No, I...
Interventions are hard, yeah, but sometimes very necessary.
Right. Okay. No, for now, but I'll consider it.
I think that's wise.
So, did you see the Giants win last night? How crazy was that? Night.
Yeah, good night. Look up that Italian place. It's the best strazzopretti you'll ever find in New York. I think you'll like it.
I'm sure I will. Well, bye.
Arrivederci.
Bye.
Ciao.
Oh, shoot. My Uber's here. Hang on.
Okay.
Around the corner? Great. Sorry. Yeah, I'll be right there. Good night, James. It was so nice to meet you. I'll text you.
Bye.
Yep, I'm coming. Sorry.
Okay, it's me. I had to pretend you were an Uber. You know when you can tell there might be a kiss, but you really don't know if you want a kiss? Or, in this case, you know you don't want a kiss? I mean, I guess it was sort of good, except when I asked if he had watched the Giants win. How was I supposed to know that
football's one of America's sins?
I just like men in spandex. Look, one could argue that it was better than my average date. We had stuff in common, which was nice. And he did have, I don't know, a pretty good sense of humor. Like, we mostly laughed at the same things, so check, 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 check. But, you know, when you're with someone, and even though you're enjoying yourself, a part of you is going, I'm trying right now. And if I was with the right person, I wouldn't have to try. Or, like, you find yourself saying, right, right, totally, a lot, because you're trying to find common ground. Whereas, like, if you're really having fun, sometimes you're more like, no, that's crazy, you're wrong, you're insane, which I know makes me sound argumentative. I'm probably not describing it well. It's just a feeling. I can hear Martha, too. At least he has his own apartment, Carrie. I swear you're in this together.
You coming to bed?
Yeah. One second. I just have to brush my teeth.
And all right. It would have been shocking, if not downright alarming, if the first guy you picked was completely perfect. I'd probably have to break up with him because of it. Well, anyway, on to the next. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
What is it?
I told you I am okay at setting up.
Carrie had a good date?
I mean, he isn't sleeping on her couch.
What a high bar.
Yeah. Do you know that feeling when you're with someone and it doesn't feel quite right and you become overly agreeable?
No.
No?
No. Is that what Carrie's saying?
Yeah.
Can you get the lights?
Yeah, okay. I'm hearing a lot of melancholy, and what we need is a little more pep. Carrie, everyone is awkward on a first date. I see no problem here. Except when you sing The Sound of Music to me, try not to sound like a dying cat. Good night.